Avalokiteshvara is the Bodhisattva of great compassion. There are all sorts of myths, all sorts of stories about Avalokiteshvara's response to the sufferings of the world. All of these stories point to the fact that the compassion, the wisdom and the compassion of an enlightened being is awake to the cries of the world. And as a Buddhist movement, as a Buddhist community, we are, of course, ourselves aspiring to become awake to the cries of the world, or more awake to the cries of the world. The FWBO, the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, should be, the individuals within it should be aspiring to becoming more awake, more aware of, more sensitive to the cries, to the sufferings, the cries of sufferings of all people, of all beings. But as I said earlier, this is a very difficult thing. It's very easy to indulge in sentimentality. It's very easy to have a kind of fantasy, you know, kind of version of being awake to the cries of the world. Actually, it's a very deeply challenging prospect, even a frightening prospect. It could be, surely, it could be overwhelming if we really tuned in, if we really listened and really heard the cries of the world. It would be perhaps really terrifying, really horrifying. But as Buddhists, we practice the metta bhavana. We try to develop loving kindness to all beings. We're inspired by the ideal of the bodhisattva, inspired by the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment for all living beings. We're inspired by the notion of karuna, of mahakaruna, great compassion. So we do have to respond to the sufferings, to the cries of the world. I think our speaker this morning, Subhuti, does actually have quite a difficult job. I must admit, I was thinking myself, well, I wouldn't like to speak on this subject to so many people. In a way, part of me would. You could really get lyrical about it. But the reality is rather different. Unfortunately for us, Subhuti is very unlikely to slip into sentimentality. He's not known for his sentimentality. In fact, he's not sentimental at all. He's not likely to slip into some kind of fantasy version of the Bodhisattva ideal and paint all sorts of pink, fluffy pictures for us to, groove on for an hour, if you'll forgive the expression. Subhuti will be well known to many of you through his writings, through his talks. He is, at the moment, for the next 5 years, he's the chairman of the Preceptors College and Council. So he has a wonderful overview of the order of the movement throughout the world. I've known him for more than 20 years. And I can say that one of the things that very quickly impressed me about Subhuti, right from my first meeting, was the inspiration he takes from the Bodhisattva ideal. I think, I can't quite remember the first time I met him, but I think it was in a study group at Aryatara Community. This must have been about 1975. And in that study group, there was both Subhuti and Lokamitra. They weren't leading the group, there was somebody else leading it. But it's incredible, these two men, who are both very dear friends of mine, both of them had this extraordinary enthusiasm for the Dharma, not just for the Dharma, but for spreading the Dharma, taking the Dharma out to the world. And it really, well, again, if you'll forgive the expression, it really turned me on. It really did make me want to practice and get more involved in our movement more than ever. Subhuti, as well, over the years, I've come to know as a man with great powers of sympathy and of empathy. He really does get very interested in other people. I've experienced that myself on more than one occasion I've been in difficulties, and I've found his sympathy a very, very great help, but also his great clarity. He brings a great clarity to his sympathy as well. He's also somebody of great playfulness, which of course is a very important quality of somebody inspired by the Bodhisattva ideal. So I'm very glad that it's Subhuti who's going to be speaking on the theme of awake to the cries of the world. And I'd ask you to sit quietly, to be, as they say in the Tibetan tradition, like a perfectly clean and pure pot that's the right way up and not cracked, to take in his words, and at the end, don't dash out of the room. Just sit there, absorb what's happened, and then we move into the next special event seamlessly. Subhuti.